share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. With the enforcement of the Movement Control Order, MCO, and its various subsequent iterations since March last year, many Malaysians have moved away from shopping at physical stores to online shopping as to lower the risk of contracting the COVID-19 virus. Well, with the ease and convenience of online shopping nowadays through services such as Shopee, Lazada and more, why bother going out to buy stuff anyway? Virtually everything could be purchased online and most of the time, it's cheaper too. Well, online shopping does have several downsides such as not being able to test or see the items you're purchasing first before actually adding them to your cart. That's why item reviews are important alongside good customer service whereby you can promptly ask the seller whether the item fits your needs. Well, during the very first MCO last year, one Malaysian woman living in Kuala Lumpur wanted to purchase the famous Tenom coffee from Sabah via an online shopping portal, but she wasn't sure whether the seller could provide delivery from East Malaysia given the restrictions that was in place during that time. Therefore, she sent a message to the seller with an enquiry regarding the matter. The woman, Nur Hidayah, asked, "Hi. I want to ask whether orders can still be delivered to Peninsular Malaysia as per usual?" She sent the message on the 22nd of April 2020 and promptly received an automated reply asking how the online shop could provide assistance to her. Nur Hidayah then sent the same question again. She then waited for a reply from the seller but none was forthcoming. Speaking to World of Buzz, Nur Hidayah said that she then ended up purchasing Tenom coffee packs from another shop that was based in Peninsular Malaysia on the same online shopping portal. She then forgot about the message she sent to the previous seller until out of the blue, she received a message from the shop on the 9th of July 2021, more than a year later. Furthermore, the seller wasn't just super late to reply, but they didn't even reply to the enquiry at all. Instead, Nur Hidayah only received a K from the seller. While the reply is definitely not expected, Nur Hidayah found the reply incredibly hilarious and just chalked off the seller for accidentally overlooking the message. She then jokingly replied to the seller, "It's okay, Abang. It's been more than a year since I waited for your reply. But Abang just, K-ed, me. This is how it feels to be rejected by your crush." Crying. Thankfully, Nur Hidayah didn't have to wait another year to get another reply from the seller as the shop replied with a sorry sticker a couple of days later. Have you guys had any similar experience to Nur Hidayah when shopping online? Share your stories with us in the comments. Also read. Majin buyer finds dog fur in parcel. Seller apologizes with cute pictures of her Shiba Inu. Source. Nur Hidayah, Facebook source. Nur Hidayah, Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.